Hello, and welcome back for another round of Tipsy Wednesday. I'm your host, Bjorn, with me as usual and always, Thomas.
Hey, hey.
And Junior.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How are we this fine evening?
We are.
We are? We are the world. We are the children.
That we are. And we're also the three fucking wise guys. That sounds wrong. Wise men.
Wise guys.
That's mafia people in anything.
Yeah, the wise guys. What's the movie called again? It was the Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, yeah, that's an awesome movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Were they the wise guy?
They're wise guys.
Yeah, it was a term within the mafia slang, you know. Mm-hmm. Within the mafia vocabulary.
No, I meant the three wise men or dudes or whatever that found Jesus.
Yeah. Well,
not that we're particularly religious, but you know.
Nah, it's I'm fairly certain we're all considering ourselves atheist.
Yep.
If anyone was wondering, but
I believe in myself.
The only true God.
I know I exist at the very least.
You think you know you exist, but that may just be your imagination. We might all be in test tubes in the Matrix.
We might.
But your conscience still exists.
Your consciousness still thinks it
exists.
If
I'm in the Matrix, I hope I learn all the martial arts.
You downloaded Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Didn't it just do that in the movie? It just...
in a simulator, so we still had to do some hours. He'd been at it for 10 hours straight or something in The Matrix, the first movie. And he woke up and he was like, I know Kung Fu, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I recently saw they are going to make a fifth movie, though.
Yes, and I was
No.
No?
They are, but not with the brothers, sisters that made the first ones. And the horrific fourth one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never watched it because I didn't feel the need to disappoint myself.
I watched it over 2 days.
You had to take a break?
I had to take a break. I thought, fuck, I've been watching this for hours. Isn't it finished yet? And I paused and it was like 45 minutes. I was like, huh, god damn. Day is going too fast. I can watch Matrix 4. Slow down the pace of the day.
How long is it? 2 hours?
Maybe 2 hours, if that.
Matrix 4, Matrix Resurrections 21. Come on, IMDb. Where's the duration of this movie? Where does it say?
It doesn't say.
Maybe it doesn't say. You could just
have all the other runtime 2 hours 28 minutes, 2.5 hours,
2.5 hours. Okay, yeah.
That's a fucking long movie, though.
It's a bit long, though.
Nowadays,
it felt longer.
Nowadays, don't you feel like movies are getting just the standard movie is getting longer?
Too damn long.
Yeah, they basically are too long for the TikTok audience.
Yeah, I don't fucking mind.
Says the guy who couldn't see it through the hole.
No, but I can see it through other movies and shows that are long. And it was just the movie was so fucking boring.
If it's good enough, when you guys get the chance to Dune Part 2.
I still need to see Part 1 first.
Oh, yes, it's HBO.
I know.
So, yep.
Can also watch all the Matrix movies on HBO. Or it's internationally it's changed to Max now. Norway is just a bit behind.
Oh, okay.
We're getting there in May. It's called Max, not HBO anymore.
Max.
Yeah, because they merged with another company that owns Discovery and whatnot. So Warner Bros. Is now called Time Warren, I think, or something.
I haven't paid attention.
It was a huge thing last year, I think, and with the merger and everything. And the two streaming apps becoming one and whatnot. In Norway, they will still be separate apps for a longer time, but they will do the change of the name and some other stuff this year.
Yeah. Speaking of movies and series, will you be watching Fallout as soon as it releases?
Not as soon as, but I will be watch. Or when is it releasing? It's this week, though.
This week, it's near the
weekend.
It's
on Thursday. My kids Thursday. come to me on Thursday, but I think during the weekend, me and my son will watch one or two episodes of it.
So after this episode releases, the day after,
it'll be.
It's a show.
The show, yeah, the Fallout show.
We talked about it before.
Yes. And I don't intend to talk in length about it. We've done so before. I'm just curious whether or not you were going to jump on it.
While on topic of Fallout and HBO and Matrix and everything, I saw now that the Disney will follow Netflix as example with the sharing account banishment.
Mm.
So the other streaming platforms are following suit.
Mm.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, because that was kind of messed up for me, because I, as far as I know, I'm the only user of my Netflix account, and I was prompted to prove to myself that I was using my Netflix account in my home, so I had to go add my own device to my account. It's like,
yeah,
I was trying to stream from my phone to the Chromecast on my TV, which I usually, that's the way I do it. And it's like, hey, this is an unknown device. Please verify this device. It's like,
yeah, but they don't know what is your home device or not. Or
it's the device I've always been streaming from. Nah, not always, though, but mostly.
Yeah, but
since
they don't know. You could be a guy who were using your Netflix, was borrowing it. Right, they didn't know. So you need to verify. They haven't done so with me, though. So
Me neither. Guess you're the sucker.
apparently, I'm the suspect here, regardless.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I figured it out. I haven't gotten prompt after
Netflix
I messed
around. Netflix is the one and only streaming app I don't share with people.
Because
everyone has Netflix. Right?
Yeah, there was a time when you were in the front, you as the techie of the family, and you would maybe share the account with one or two relatives because it was a new thing. But nowadays, everyone just has it. So,
And people share around the other apps instead, I think.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's getting to this point where you go on a website, on a forum, just to hear what other people got. Like, hey guys, I got Netflix! What do you have? Oh, you got HBO!
Let's do a switcheroo!
Let's trade!
Yeah, well, I am.
Like the Resident Evil 4 merchant.
Ah.
What are you selling? What are you buying?
Yeah, I got everything. What do you need? HBO, Viaplay, Prime. I don't know.
What
Hello, Petal. I have potions and lotions.
What was this from?
Baldur's Gate 3, the hag.
Ah, don't spoil. I don't know. Well, I guess everyone knows by this point, though. But yeah, that one. I didn't know until second start over, that you could find the hag in the thieveling camp. Tiefling camp.
You never talked to her in the Tiefling camp?
No, I didn't. Not until my second or third start.
Jesus, I think me and like, Junior, wow. We talk to every single person everywhere. Always. Except in Baldur's Gate, because that city is huge.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'm on my second playthrough now with another friend, and we are just entering the goblin camp, and we're like 25 hours in. We're still on the first one.
You've really been thorough.
Yeah, we have. Okay. I like to be thorough. I like to investigate stuff.
That's the way I like to play my games nowadays. I want to just, when I decide to do something, I want to do it right. But that may be to my detriment ultimately, because it takes too long, and then there's another shiny new game on sale. Let me just play that for a bit, and but I still gotta play this other thing for a bit, and well, the day's only 24 hours long, and
yeah, we haven't changed away War Thunder yet, so
not entirely, but there's this new-ish kind of game that's on the arena, which I've dipped my toes into it, but I imagine I'll be diving into it for real. Well, as soon as I get the opportunity, which this game in question is called Helldivers. Helldivers 2, the second version of this the game, the original released in 2000.
Co-op or single player, or how do you play it?
I've mostly played solo with just open lobby for randoms to join whenever, and I've joined randoms, and it just, there's so much greatness with this game. Firstly, it's an indie developer. It was a small team that released it, and because of the small success that the first game was, they didn't expect the second game to be as much of a success. They expected it was like, yeah, we'll get a few sales, but it fucking blew up. It's been taking over the internet. The memes are rising from this game, and everyone's like, get on Helldivers for democracy, spread justice. It's like the ultimate, if you ever watched Starship Troopers, or even played the lately Starship Troopers game, it's very much akin to that, but it feels so much more, and I realize this is a new game still, it feels more polished. It is very much more polished, with a lot more features.
And it's an indie developer, you said?
It's an indie developer.
We need new developers.
In the publisher, though.
Arrowhead Game Studios. No, it's published by Sony. Some people were afraid it was only going to be released for PlayStation, but they managed to do a PlayStation and PC release. And now, realizing how much of a huge success this is, the memes are like, when are the Xbox players going to join the battle? We're waiting for the Xbox players. Often represented in the memes by the Halo guy. It's like, we need more assistance. The bugs are fighting us. They're killing us. Where's the reinforcements? And then you see the memes, the Halo guy diving in from the atmosphere, represented by the Xbox community. So it's just a... there's so many great things about this game.
Speaking of Xbox, did Nvidia buy Xbox?
Nvidia buy Xbox? The GPU manufacturer?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of this.
I thought I read it somewhere, but it might have been a joke post.
1st of April?
I don't remember when I read it. I just know I've read it somewhere. Was it on
Googling
April Fool's?
The answer is no. Nvidia has not bought Xbox. The rumor went around the internet stating from April 1st.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it started as an April Fool's.
It was in the middle of the my Easter vacation, basically, so I didn't keep track of the days.
I just
saw the article, and I was like, well, okay.
Someone managed to spread the seed of doubt. The idea that it was bought. No, it was most likely an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
So yeah, but come on, Helldivers 2. It was just a golden opportunity for Arrowhead Studios to release a game in a part of the gaming market that wasn't saturated with some good competitor from the start. The main competitor, as I've read, has been Suicide Squad game, which is like... Yeah,
that flopped, didn't it?
And that flopped like a... That tanked, despite having huge money behind it and a huge studio behind it. But no, that doesn't matter, because it's a fucking cash grab. It's too expensive, and it's too fucking... There's too much bullshit.
With Helldivers, yeah, there was something wrong with the game as well. They had to take it down after release and patch it and stuff.
Yeah, it's like you pay $70, €70 for a triple A title or a quad A title, and it just doesn't work on release. There's the balance issues. There's you need to pay extra for in-game stuff to be competitive. It's like... just bullshit all the way. It's not consumer friendly. But the way Arrowhead has done the business model for Helldivers, it's $40 on Steam at least. So it's like, yeah, that's considerably cheaper than your average AAA title nowadays. It's not a very cheap game, but it's not a very expensive game. It's like right there in the middle nowadays. And yes, they do have an in-game shop, but it's very fairly priced. And the things you can buy with your in-game shop, in-game currency, is like you can buy mostly cosmetics. And yes, you can buy some weapons. But you can also get that premium currency from just playing the game. And just, hey, there's a drop ship that has crashed near this optional area. Let's go check it. And lo and behold, there's premium credits in this drop ship just from playing the game. So it's like the business model is fair. The way you can acquire premium currency is fair. The war bonds is fair. The gameplay is... The gameplay is not fair. It's the bugs and the automatons, they whoop your ass, but it's fun, so that's okay. but the whole mentality is just fair. It's consumer friendly, and it's just a fun game that doesn't take itself too seriously. You're not some super soldier jumping in, and all the responsibility rests on you to save the world. No, it's part of.
What's what? Rest on your shoulders? It's liberty. It's democracy. It's
liberty.
Capitalism.
It's
we are here to free you from the commie bastards.
So the whole thing is like super Earth. That's literally what they call Earth. It's not just Earth. It's super Earth, and you're fighting for freedom. You're spreading peace across the galaxy by invading other planets. You see the irony.
We are introducing them to liberty. Liberty is one powered gun. It can fire a million rounds in 10 seconds of real steel, American steel, super Earth.
So long story short, this super Earth is just spreading propaganda to forward this super war machine to like conquer the galaxy. But they're just using propaganda and saying, nasty bugs, kill them because of they course. Kill us. So we of have course. To spread liberty. We have to spread freedom
they are
for democracy. No, they call it spread managed democracy across the galaxy.
Managed democracy.
Yeah, that's what they call it. It's like, what the fuck does that even mean? It's like, no, that doesn't matter. Spread managed democracy. Liberty. Become a hero. Become a legend. It's just fucking great. And just watching that 2-minute... it's both a game trailer. It's the very first trailer that pops onto the Steam page. And it's the intro trailer to... whenever you boot up the game. It's this propaganda video of this citizen just living on Super Earth and coming home from work, meeting his family, and then a bug shows up and kills his family. And then it's like, This is a scene that's spreading throughout galaxy, and you can stop it by becoming a Helldiver now. It's like, yeah, they don't take themselves too seriously, and it's just a breath of fresh air. It gives me the same vibes of, if I can even draw the comparison to Reacher, the TV show that is airing, that has been airing now on
Prime,
yes. It's not a groundbreaking idea. They don't revolutionize anything. They just bring a simple, entertaining piece of media to the masses. And they just did several things right in today's society where we're just used to so much bullshit. They just released a good product.
So let's is that too much time to ask? That the developers doesn't become greedy and fuck up everything.
Yeah,
like developers usually do over time.
We fucking hope not. But thus far, it just seems like they're keeping the community informed. They're communicating. They're being like transparent. They haven't put forth any bullshit thus far. It's just, yeah, it's all just looking great.
Yeah, I was more thinking about like 2, 3, 4 games down the line.
Yeah, well,
now that they are established, right, now they can
establish,
become more greedy.
Arrowhead is famously known for making Magicka.
Oh, they made Magicka. Magicka 2.
No, not the second, the first one.
Oh, okay, they made the first one. Okay. Vlad, yeah. Not the vampire. Was that in the first one or the second one?
First.
I can't recall. The story wasn't important in the Magicka games.
We tried to stream them once, but the game kept crashing. So.
Yes, we tried streaming the first one, but I read online that the newest update of Magicka had broken the co-op functions. So to play co-op properly, you had to play on an older version of the game, which is just...
It sounds like that should be a quick fix, though, isn't it?
Well, for a game that really isn't supported anymore...
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, but
it was at the time of the release of the latest update, so they should have removed it or fixed it at the time.
Yeah, you would think so, but I haven't checked it lately, but I find it hard to believe they've updated it since then.
Probably
so I
not.
Think it's just the same story.
Yeah, they are busy making Helldiver.
They are busy maintaining Helldivers. And there's just this again with the Helldivers rant. There's this it's not PvP or anything. It's just player community versus the game, the bugs and the automatons. And you have Super Earth being pushed on one front by the bugs, the Therminids, and the other front, the bots, the automatons. And there's this community goal of if you push the automaton front, we can maybe push them back and eradicate the automaton force. And there has been this huge, like, meme-worthy... front called, well, you push several planets, and one of them was Malevolon Creek, and apparently the players who fought there has like Vietnam War PTSD, because it was apparently a fucking shit show, and it was just they got their asses wrecked, but somehow they managed to fight back the Malevolon Creek. So there's memes of just Malevolon Creek veterans that survived Malevolon Creek, and it's like PTSD everywhere because and it's just like it creates the community creates its own story of how the different planets and battlefronts has gone, and as of now we as the Helldiver community has fought back the automaton force, the bots, the Terminators, if you would even draw that comparison. So, yeah, we've eradicated the Terminators. But who knows, maybe they'll most likely pop up somewhere and we can fight them again. on a different front. But it's just like the community goes forth and you see a noticeable change in the world, in the planets, the galaxy, the solar system that we are in.
Don't you get FOMO?
FOMO? Yes, yes. I missed out on Malevolon Creek. I wanted to participate, but when I got into Helda, I was such a fresh player that I was just getting, trying to learn the game when the Malevolon Creek front was being fought. So
yeah,
when
how do a new player get into this game?
You just jump into it and you start the tutorial, which is just you're a soldier. You're being dropped in this training ground and it lasts 10 minutes.
And then you're set on to the front war.
Yes.
You don't get to experience everything else.
No, you're just, you've managed basic training that lasted 15 minutes. Now you're the commander of this starship that...
How does difficulty work in this game?
You play through one mission, which is of your choice. You choose what front to play in, and then that mission is on a difficulty scale. You start from difficulty 0, trivial. And once you completed a trivial mission, you unlock the next difficulty, difficulty 1, which is easy. And it just gets progressively harder. So I'm playing now on difficulty 4 or 5, which is like you have trivial, easy, medium, hard, challenging, which is difficulty 5. And it's like, yeah, I need to level up and get more shit because this is too fucking hard. I'm on difficulty 5 and there's 9 difficulties. It's a fucking shit show. You need to be on your game to be able to play on the higher difficulties. And some people have been whining. It's like, the difficult settings are too difficult. And the developers are like, skill issue. Maybe the difficult setting is difficult. Have you even thought about that? So it's like, the game like...
Haven't you heard enough about this?
It's great. Get on Helldivers. I could rant on about this game forever.
Yeah, you did the same when you played Baldur's Gate.
Yes! <it released. laughs> And I played it a lot for a short period of time. And then, well...
Yeah, so you never completed it.
No.
Yeah.
Shame.
Shame. But maybe the 3 of us will complete it someday.
Someday.
Well. But with Helldivers, I've acquired... Well, not because I started playing Helldivers, but I acquired new gaming gear. I got a new mouse. Which isn't exceptional in itself. I just like...
You already had 2.
Yes, but I saw this on this local used on the Facebook marketplace. Someone like very near me in the same town as me was selling, because I was using a Glorious Model O, which was like, there was nothing wrong with it. I was like, it worked fine. But then I saw someone in my town selling this one. It's a Logitech. It's a Logitech Pro, G Pro Superlight, and this retails for $200. €200, €200.
Logitech.
Yes, you have the Proteus Core 520, 502, yeah.
502X, it's also the Pro or Plus edition.
Yes.
It cost 160 dollars.
Yeah, their gear is it's quite pricey. But this one, I managed to get it for $70, and it is barely used. But that's not the amazing thing of this. I bought this from this person who had barely used it on the 21st of March, and it was like all discharged. So I like. Okay, I'm just charging up to 100%. No, I didn't even charge it to 100%. I charged it to like 85%. and then have been using it since then. And now, I haven't charged it since then. And now it has 37% battery left.
Are you saying that battery is a lie?
Batteries are a lie. I don't fucking know how this works. It works on magic because I haven't charged it since. And I charged it to like 85%. And I was I've been using it for 2.5 weeks. And I've been gaming like almost daily. Like a few hours a day in like War Thunder and Helldivers and such. So it's like, what the fuck does this run on? Magic?
But what you really needed was a new keyboard, actually, wasn't it? Because you've been looking for one for a while.
Yeah, because at one point my SteelSeries keyboard kind of like somehow messed up my key presses, my WASD, my most used keys. it was just a short period of time, and it has been working since. So I don't know.
Stabilized.
It has stabilized. So I haven't bothered with it since, because I'm too tired of spending too much money on something I don't really need. So
you could buy one used, as you did with your mouse, which you already had two of. That wasn't anything wrong with to begin with. Well, the keyboard had shown signs of problems.
But I haven't found a keyboard that I might want for a heavily discounted price that is barely used, you know? So,
Isn't a thing for you, so...
No, I've tried it. Three
tried and failed.
Mice, two keyboards, one headset, and they've all had some mechanical flaw to them. But how's your Logitech mouse? Is it a wireless one?
Mine? Yeah, it's wireless.
Yeah, how's your... do you charge it often? Is it the same battery technology?
Yeah, I don't charge it very often, no.
Mm.
I don't know. So I can't remember. Oh, yeah. I charged it today, actually. But I can't remember when I did it before that, so...
Mm. Because the glorious Model O, I had to charge it like every 2 or 3 days. With the same use.
Oh.
Yes. And it's just, it has always been like that. And it has never bothered me because I just plugged it in. I left it in for like half an hour and it was almost fully charged. Mm-hmm. So, and I could use it for 2 or 3 days. And I wasn't like using a lot of lighting on the mouse. It was just like, no, it was on for like 2 minutes and then it would automatically
I could probably make mine last a bit longer, but I think it lasts around 2 weeks or so. But I do have the lights changing all the time. Yeah,
you're not too fussed with the battery life on that. It's good enough, so.
Yeah, it lasts at least 2 weeks or so.
Hmm.
As is, but I could probably turn off the light function and it would probably last a bit longer.
Yeah, damn, that's when it really shows why this thing is so fucking expensive. Because they've done their homework.
But I guess in a couple of years, I won't be as impressed.
That's just battery technology, period. But point is, this has been good from day one. My glorious mouse was like, the battery isn't great. And it wasn't from day one. And I never could update the software. It would always just bug out. So I would just download an outdated version of the software and it would prompt me, there's an update available. Update now. And it would never complete the update. And that has been a continuous issue with in the glorious forums with other people having other mice from Glorious Company. I don't know if it's just called Glorious or whatever. The company Glorious. That's the thing with their products. They don't offer huge software support.
Hmm.
But otherwise, it worked fine. So there wasn't anything wrong with it. I just bought this because it was a cheap opportunity nearby. And I haven't been disappointed. So, yeah.
Consumer.
Yes, we're consumers, all of us, to some degree, to a very...
we all use a mouse.
Yeah.
And a keyboard, and a headset, and everything.
Yeah. Cannot remember last time I bought a new keyboard or mouse.
What mouse do you have?
Glorious D. Glorious D.
Look at Junior's Glorious D.
My Glorious D.
You have a D model.
Yes. And it's glorious.
Okay. Literally glorious. Yeah. Well,
I do charge my my Logitech headset a lot more often though than I do the mouse. Must say.
Can I imagine it?
Yeah, it was a cheap headset as well. It's like $70, I think.
Is that cheap? I guess for a headset.
For a wireless headset, it is. Besides, it was on a campaign when I bought it, so I paid less than $50 for it when I bought one. My.
So
yeah, I think I think I need to charge it once a week or so.
It all just depends on use, I guess.
As with everything, but I do use it because I game Baldur's Gate for hours. Then I do podcast a couple of times a week and the other stuff. So.
Mm. Well, as with usage and as you charge it and discharge it, the battery will just inevitably get worse. But hey, that's battery technology as we have now. So
there's
not much you can do about it. Same with phones.
But I'm really happy with the wireless though, because I can actually move about and don't need to think about how long the cord is.
Yeah, that is. I used to
forget
plus.
Sometimes because. At one point, I had a headset with a really long cord, so I could walk over to my fridge to get beer or whatever and get back. It isn't too far, though. But then I bought a new headset with a shorter cord, and I didn't know, so I went, as I used to go and fetch my beer, and I was like, boop, because the cord is...
Oh, that's not good.
No, and I did that several times before I actually learned as well. So and then I bought this... wireless one, and now I can walk about the house.
Yeah, it must be really neat.
It's super neat, even though when I go and get ice cubes and whatnot during podcasts, I still catch up on what you two are talking about until I get back. So I won't miss out on what you are saying, so I can jump straight into the conversation again.
Not missing a beat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking at the time, and we have one more topic at hand, which is not... gaming or nerd or tech related.
Keep going.
I've been scrolling on Reddit again, and I scrolled past this thread on r/Ohio, which is it a state or is it a?
It's a state. Ohio is a state
in America, where this woman. Made a post that has been very controversial from a very controversial person as well. Her name is Lizzie Marbach. I'm probably butchering her name, but Lizzie Marbach? Marbach? She was previously... in a pro-life group, but she was fired from that pro-life group because of her extremist Christian conservative opinions. She was too extreme in her Christian ways in a conservative pro-life group that she was fired. It just speaks volumes of what kind of person this is. After she made a certain post, faith in Christ alone post. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. A post she's made afterwards in regards to the pro-life mentality and where she's at and where probably a lot of people are at, because as we know, they're just being hugely extremist, extremely conservative in the pro-life mentality, and say, claiming that all abortion should be banned and all life is sacred. So she made this post. When was it? It was as of now. Through it was on April 5th. She made this post saying, and I quote, "Birth control is wrong, not just because of the harmful side effects. Birth control is wrong in its very purpose. It's designed purposely to divorce sex from procreation. It has duped us into believing that casual sex is not only okay, but also an inherent right. There is no societal good that comes from birth control. Ban it all." End quote. So she wants to ban birth control.
There's a lot of good coming out of birth control. Not having children is one of them.
Like, all life is sacred. Ban condoms. It's like, what?
By her logic, you can't do BJs anymore either, though.
Well, you can.
It's cannibalism and you don't get pregnant, so then you have...
It's sex. A waste of life.
Yeah, it's a waste of life.
Oh, it's just like... But come on, the mentality in her mind, this is a logical thing to say. And it probably is logical for some other people as well. And it's just shocking to think that some people just think this way.
Don't say it's a waste of life. It's a waste of semen.
But semen is life.
Oh, God.
Semen is the seed of life.
The seed, man.
So, yeah.
But it's just...
And she's not just including BJs. She's including
BJs.
Excluding BJs. She's also excluding anal then. So...
Hmm.
She's only pro boring sex and kids.
Well, just ban it all. Ban all birth control. Ban does condoms apply?
Yeah, they're birth control. So, last I checked.
if this by any chance was to come into effect, we would most likely see an increase in sexual diseases, STDs, sexually transmittable diseases, because you're not allowed to use condoms. So we would see an uprise in STDs and probably a lot of unwanted pregnancies.
Imagine the police. Get down! Get him! He got a condom in his pocket! Get him down! Take him! And then they run him down and beat him like he got heroin.
All over the world in the news, it's like AIDS is on an all-time high.
Well, caught on the street corner selling condoms. Illegally.
Illegal condoms are rapidly...
In Ohio. It's like, come on, guys. But it's just like, this is just getting ridiculous. Just forcing, just this mentality. This very
vocal... This is why she was kicked from the pro-life community.
Yeah, this very vocal minority. A very small group of people shouting very loudly. It's like, come on, guys.
That's the woke community in a nutshell.
I guess so, yeah.
And people are listening because they are shouting. Loudest of them all. But I saw the title and I just read in a Norwegian outlet, though also regarding a girl in some state in America. And she was not so pro-life. She wanted to have legalized abortions again. because in this state it isn't allowed anymore.
Mm.
And the reason she wanted it was because she had been raped by her stepdad since she was 12 years old until she was 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
And she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And the stepfather's idea to resolve this problem was go out, find a dude your age, have sex with him, and tell him it's his child.
Wow.
Genius.
She did miscarriage, though, but still. And
that's just a...
The stepfather got caught eventually, and everything came to light. And she supported the governor of the state, which is a Democrat. And he won, but he doesn't have enough people that are Democrats working in the government in that state anyway. So he couldn't pass the law to legalize abortions.
It's just
won.
Like, why don't people see these situations? She did
want to legalize abortions if it was a case of rape or incest, at the very least.
Yes, that's a very valid reason.
So.
Two very valid reasons, I'd say, to at least get some middle ground in this nonsensical discussion. Why would you even just to have the option? Why are more options a bad thing? If you as a person want to bring forth the child, you have the option to just do so. But if you want to have the abortion and you are denied the option, it's like, yeah, that's just fucking...
Yeah, but you know, you can always just have the kid and put them up for adoption, right? So
yeah, but that's just why?
Yeah, if you were, I know. Just a 9 month of reminding before I can.
That's just such a huge fucking mental toll on the person and the people involved, mental, physical. Unnecessary.
It should be legalized. Think of the rapist. He might sit in prison being all like, shit, do I have to pay child support now? Oh my god.
Wow, is that...
I'm just messing.
I hope so, but okay. Could be one other reason, but hey.
Yeah, I don't think that's a reason that will garner any support either way.
No.
People be like, he deserved to pay child support after what he did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, I hope for us Norwegians, at least, we like to take... The Norwegian society likes to, like, imitate what happens in the rest of the world as well as in America. But I hope we don't imitate this one.
We imitate America and we do what the EU says.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I hope and I hope to God we don't imitate this one. I hope we go the other way. Like,
it's funny you're an atheist hoping to God.
Yeah, I see the irony. But it's a saying. Mm-hmm. I don't literally hope to God. I hope to people. I hope for people, for
are
us.
You actually an atheist or are you an agnostic?
What's an agnostic?
It's almost an atheist, but you believe there are or might be other life forms out there. Because if you're an atheist, you don't believe anything except life on Earth, I think.
Oh, well, that means I am probably an agnostic. If that means, if you believe in science and that there is most likely some other life in the... as far as we know, infinitely huge universe.
Yeah, I think that's what an agnostic is.
If there is a slight chance that life happened on Earth, why would there not be a slight chance that life happened somewhere else in the infinitely large universe? If you multiply a slight chance with infinite, it's like you get one, you get something. So, yeah. Anything you multiply with infinity equals infinity, something less than zero. So, that's just my thinking, but hey.
I think, but if I got agnostic right, that is, you believe that there's more between us and nothing.
I would like to
but
argue
it's... But not necessarily
it's
a higher being.
it's the scientific belief that there is a chance that life happened somewhere else as well. Has happened somewhere else as well. If it
has happened,
here
is
Earth.
Happening, did happen.
Probably happen. Has happened long before us. We just haven't witnessed it because we don't have the technologies to observe a fraction of the universe. Well, we
witness
have
me.
Observed a fraction of the universe, but that's the problem. It's a fraction. But hey, we're way over time, and I would like to thank our listeners for sticking with us for yet another episode of Tipsy Wednesday. If you like what you hear, please follow us in our social media link below. Give us hate or love, whatever. Feel free to criticize or give us praise if you like what you hear.
Like, subscribe,
share, do all of that good stuff.
support
us if you
media,
want.
Support us in the link. Give us money. Money.
Money.
And with that, I'd like to
say... Don't sing, we might get banned on YouTube.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.